How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice. Greetings, brothers.
What's up?
To your bitches and stitches.
What the fuck is up, Kyle? Kyle? It's a vine where this dude
what
just
the fuck is up, Kyle?
We have issues, clearly.
I guess I need to get hip with the internet.
We're chronically online. Well, I'm chronically online.
That's also old.
Yes.
That's like when I was in college. That yes. was one of the things. And then also the what was his
Look
name?
Look at all those chickens.
Well, that one,
and
too.
And it was a bunch of geese. The Wicked Witch of the...
No.
Oh.
God, we have a lot of stems. Anyway, back at it again with the white vans.
Aw, did you hear Ladies and Tangents this week, or last week, where they were talking about Sierra's new stem? And it's the Uber driver one? Where the Uber driver is aggressively yelling at this man, your Uber driver is here. I didn't order an Uber. We got one now. I don't need it. Get in the fucking car. I would not get in the car with that man.
No.
No, that sounds terrifying.
Never at any point get in a car with someone that screams at you to get in the car.
Yes.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yes. So we've all had a interesting time. In the past couple of days.
What?
So we're going
to
skip
We're going to skip
a little catch up on that one. and instead of dipping this conversation in our catch up, our theoretical catch up, I'm sorry, I don't know where my brain is going. Jazz, I'd like to tell you what Steph and I decided on Saturday. And it is now that we have bonded our asses.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We're bonded at the ass.
We're bonded at the ass.
Well, we're bonded from me staring into her dark star for four solid hours.
Oh, my God.
Two girls, one ass.
Two girls, one ass.
So, Steph tattooed a giant flower on my left butt cheek on Saturday.
Sick.
And at some point, as she was approaching the butthole or the crack, she's like, hey, it's going to feel like this is in your butthole, just so you know. And I'm preparing for, like, pins and needles in my ass. And...
Literal needles in your ass.
Yes. I expected, like, sharp, pokey-pokey needles. And instead, you know how when your foot falls asleep and you get the pins and needles in your foot?
Oh,
that's
your asshole
how my
fell asleep.
Like,
ass
it almost
felt.
Feels like you need to... Itch. She's like, yes. I want to touch it.
Yes. And I was like, I'm not allowed like, to touch it.
Do I still have an ass?
She literally was like...
Well, like, you know,
it.
Like, when you get tattooed, you have that, like, pain deference where
yes.
you're not quite sure where on your body
uh-huh.
you're being stabbed. Like, mm-hmm. I remember when I was having my chest tattooed, I kept having to look down because it felt like he was in my nipple.
Yep.
And I was like...
It was, like, the nerves, like, wherever yeah, they shoot
yeah.
to.
Wherever. And that, like, and I, you know, there was a point, there was one that's, like, cresting the cheek on Callie, and I had to
the booty
spread
cheek.
Some, you know, and I'm like, I just want you to know
cheeks.
I'm not getting spread fresh it. With you. I'm not trying to get pink eye right now.
Don't fart my
She tattooed my ass on Saturday and another ass on Sunday, and she's like, I'm just going to come in on Monday with pink eye.
Yeah, one weekend, two asses.
Yep.
One weekend, two asses, three ladies.
Hell of a
bad
fucking
bitches.
Weekend.
I get to finish another ass on... Thursday or Friday. I don't okay. remember which one. I think Friday. It's one of my favorite asses.
I
just because
wait.
It's a client that I
yep.
I adore. And if she didn't live like a solid 40 minutes away from me, we would probably also be doing this. Like, I love her. I love you, Jamie. If you've
My
sat
ass
through
is not
any
one
of
her favorite asses, but that is a-okay.
But you're
no,
one
no,
of our
no.
favorite asses.
Your ass
I am,
is one
I am
of my
ass.
Favorite asses.
Beautiful.
I'm just saying this ass is attached to also someone that I adore. Like, so I would tell you that yours is
Amazing.
One of my favorite asses. Your ass
Thank
is
you.
One of my favorite asses too, Jazz.
Haven't even tattooed it yet.
Yeah. No. If,
I thought you were going to say, haven't even touched my ass yet.
Haven't even touched
mean,
my ass, yeah.
I haven't even touched my ass.
She was tattooing like the top of my ass. And
the tippity
some,
top?
The tippity top.
Like, are you talking about like near your tailbone?
At some point, I felt it in my neck.
I thought you were going to say taint.
Is it near your taint? We have taints, you know.
Yeah, fun fact. You have a taint. Everybody has a taint.
You
unless you're born without a taint. I felt
Is
it
just like hole to hole?
Well, okay. You never know.
Like, your asshole is right in front of your.
I would imagine if someone could be born without a taint. If you can be born without a hole, you can be born without a taint.
Maybe she's born with
a taint. So if you're born
maybe
without
taint.
A taint, is it a multi-purpose hole like a chicken has?
Or a cow.
Well, cows, don't they have an anus and a urethra, correct?
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Chickens don't. Like, chickens have side by one side. Hole that they lay in.
So they don't
from,
have a taint.
And they...
Cows don't have a taint. No, I've seen a cow fall out of a cow's ass.
So have I.
I've seen it.
Redneck high school. I watched it in the middle of class.
But it was their vaginas.
You didn't have your arm all in.
No.
It wasn't their assholes. It was their vaginas.
I know, but it's
the
like...
The babies come from the right vaginas.
I mean, their side is
yes,
twins,
ma'am. They do come from the vaginas. You're doing so good. Yes, ma'am.
They're side by side. They're real close.
Speaking of things being real close to the assholes and the vaginas, do we have a term for you?
Oh, good.
Wait, was this the term that I made up?
No.
Oh.
This is a story that we heard.
Oh, is this where you tell the old lady things that
yes.
are going to make me clutch my pearls?
Yes. But I have a feeling...
Gadzooks.
You're going to know... Gadzooks. I have a feeling there's like a 50-50 chance you already know this word.
Okay.
Or that you already understand its meaning.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll throw it out there. So, tell me like I'm dumb.
Okay. There are these two comedians, Tom Segura and Christina. So sorry, I cannot remember her last name at this time. They're married. They're lovely.
Okay.
They're fucking hilarious.
They're hilarious, yes.
Yes. They have a podcast called Your Mom's Podcast. And... someone
your mom went to college.
That's like anytime someone says your mom, I think of Napoleon Dynamite. Mom goes to college. And the way we wore that out when that movie came out, like
what a fantastic film.
Also, the people I've mentioned on here before, like Rachel and Shannon, everything was your mom. Your mom, your
yep.
mom, your mom.
Yeah.
We went on a camping trip and it was your mom goes camping.
Yes.
Like it was you couldn't do anything.
Yes.
Me and my adopted sister used to yell your mom at each other. My mom's like, what the fuck? And we're like, No, but like the other one.
The other one.
No, not that mom. You
not
know.
You.
Your mom.
Your mom, mom.
Your mom.
Speaking now we of, do the your mom thing, and I go, my mom's dead.
Yep.
And
we're Ashley and Shannon, the ones at the vet hospital that would play all the pranks.
Rachel.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a very fun prank on the way over here, actually, because you told me, because we didn't do the Sanoderm on my ass cheek.
Okay.
You told me if I was really scared about peeing and sitting on a toilet seat that I could just change out saran wrap on the toilet.
Yeah,
every
time.
A little
hole.
And I thought about how I've heard of guys pranking their wives by wrapping the toilet in saran wrap,
yeah.
and in the middle of the night they can't get it undone when they have to pee, or just wrapping.
I would murder somebody.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen where people wrap like the top of the bowl.
Yes.
And then somebody goes to pee.
Someone
they don't realize
actually
it's
sits
there,
down.
And there's just pee overflowing.
Yes. Yes. So that made me think of you on my drive over here was all of your pranks with your ladies.
I was not the main prankster. I was I was the one watching going, ooh. It's like watching a Looney Tunes cartoon. It was like watching the Roadrunner and the Wile E. Coyote, like, who's going to run into the brick wall
next? I think
next?
That's how
like,
Jazz felt yeah. about me this weekend, too, so that's fair.
Yeah.
So, believe it or
well,
not.
I was the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
I literally ran away.
Yeah. I took extra care to medicate so that I wouldn't bounce around, and here we are bouncing around.
Oh, I started it. It's fine. We're bouncing.
I took my low dose.
Okay, we were on the fact of holes.
Holes.
You were going to tell me a word.
Holes being really close to each other.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay, podcast. Tom Segura, Christina, your mom's podcast. They learn this term called, or this activity called going airtight.
I wish y'all could see Steph's face right now.
Yeah, I can still make it because I haven't had Botox.
And I fucking love you.
Gadzooks.
They ask their audience, hey, if any of you have ever gone airtight, write in to us the story. We would love to have you on the podcast. So there forms the birth of Airtight Abby.
What is going airtight?
Okay. So our...
Like, because right now I'm in, like, a human centipede situation in my head.
Nope.
And
nope.
I need it to be redirected.
No, there's,
it's
no,
pretty
there's
close.
No ass to mouth to ass to mouth
okay.
to
pretty
ass
close,
to
though.
Mouth.
Pretty close. Basically, she was studying abroad. And one of her greatest fantasies of all time was to
it's
have
gonna a, be German, isn't it?
A threesome. she might
I
have
kid,
been in Germany.
I kid, I'm sorry.
But that's not who she found.
No, no. So she found, she befriended an
bequeathed.
African, she bequeathed an African soccer
I'm sure
team.
She bequeathed.
At a club. And
the whole soccer team.
The whole soccer team. She befriends them and then is really hitting off with this one guy. And he looks at her and goes, hey, can me and my buddies come back to your place? And she's like, oh my God, this is my fantasy. Absolutely. So, mind you, she describes herself as a slim, thick Latina.
Okay.
And these are stereotypical African men.
Okay.
Is how she described them. And mind you, our friend is telling us the story, and we are cackling, and she is giving us demonstrations with our food items that we have at our lunch break. Like a packet of trail mix in our phones is what is being used.
Do you need a prop?
I might. Let's see. Who knows?
What do I have?
There's no visuals for this, but, you know.
I mean, I have the sunscreen that didn't work.
Cool. Give me that. Okay. I need about two more objects.
Here, I have a wallet.
Yeah. Give me phone. Give me your wallet. Beautiful. Okay. Since the sunscreen is the smallest object right
the
here.
One that says bad motherfucker on.
She's going to go right here. Okay. Anyways, so she goes back and... What do you know?
What do you know?
It's three guys, one girl, and
wait,
they're...
Wait, don't you need something under the sunscreen?
Hold on. Yep. They decide, since there's three of them, there's three holes for each of them.
No, there's so... one hole for each of the three.
Oh, sorry. That's the
there's
word
not three holes for each of them.
That's a whole lot of holes.
These are plugging her ears.
Okay, you
stick fingers up your nose. They're like, we gotcha.
I have to tell you, I explained this to someone, and
they're just coming at her like this.
She's like, this is not what I imagined.
I have to tell you a comment. I explained this to someone. I also asked this someone, which person would they rather be in this scenario?
A finger into their belly button, a finger in her nose, and a finger in her ear. That was her threesome. She was not expecting it.
I think I would rather have what actually happened to her than that. Okay. I'm not using the emotional support trash animal for this.
That's you.
I am the emotional.
Jess, it's your phone over there. I feel like this right needs here. To be a photo.
It is the man. It is the man. a photo for the podcast.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I feel like
take this.
I feel like they need to know.
My phone is okay. Bottom guy. I got a back guy. Bottom guy. Front guy. Lady
spectator.
In the middle. There is a spectator.
Oh, good. So this
fun fact. This is spectator. Okay. So, she is on all fours.
Okay.
And there is a gentleman behind her at her arsehole.
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 There's a gentleman under her as well.
Well, they were abroad.
And I'm so certain she did feel this one in her arsehole. There was a man under her that was in the V. And then there was a man in front of her in her mouth. So therefore, this is what it means to go airtight.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Is where
terrible.
All three of these orifices are occupied. So,
but not her nose and not her ear holes.
No. Okay, hold on. I explained this to a friend who is... And asked them. I said, now which one would you rather be?
Oh, I had my phone this whole time. I couldn't take that picture. I was looking for it.
And he said, I don't know. I guess the guy at the back. And I was like, well, she's never done anal before. So good luck. He's like, the guy on the bottom. I said, if you're the guy on the bottom, homeboy at the front, you're getting a mouthful of balls.
Well, I would rather have a mouthful of balls than somebody
shit on my dick
is getting surprised in the ass and... And, like, because you know she's biting whoever
is. Oh!
Like, you know that she's not, like, able to be like, oh, I'm giving some good head right now.
You're not giving good
because
head.
Because there's a whole lot of other...
You're relying on the motion of the ocean at this time.
Yeah. So...
You better hope that motion is going pretty well.
No. Now, I would not be the one receiving the three dicks. That sounds horrible.
Yes.
I do not want to be the one in the ass. Because also, what if you shit yourself? You can't control that sometimes.
So, a fourth person enters the chat.
Oh, God.
This is where the spectator comes into play.
Oh.
And she reaches a handout.
My emotional support possum.
She reaches a handout and starts giving him a handjob. And I'm like, that sounds like a lot of fucking work.
This is just a regular person. This is not a professional. This is not a professional sex worker.
No.
This is just a regular schmegular sophomore lady in college.
A regular, you know, schmegular.
Like, wanted to get fucked by multiple dudes. Good for her. She fulfilled her fantasy. And was probably, you know, shitting for days after that one.
Oh my God.
We're not shitting for days.
Yeah.
That's
like,
fair. It's impacted.
It's
impacted. And also you don't have the muscles
to
contract as someone who has taken it in the ass a couple times. Yeah. Like 10 out of 10. No, not 10 out of 10. 0 out of 10. Do not recommend because of the no. I don't.
I explained. I was talking to, I had friends in town and we went to a concert and we were all drunk on my porch talking. And I said, I think one of the worst parts about doing anal is when you have to shit out their cum. And Darby looks at me and goes, yeah. No, that tracks.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Pretty fucking weird.
I just don't.
I didn't even think about that aspect.
You're so that welcome.
Aspect.
This is a very PG podcast.
Listen, you know, I just don't get drunk enough to pretend I like that shit anymore.
No, same. No.
You know, like, I used to be a good
pretended
sport.
Pretended once.
And I would do it enough that I was like, you know, like, I'm an enthusiastic partner. I'll try anything twice.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm a good time Sally.
Yep.
You know, like, we're just going to get in there. We're going to make it fun.
She's a good time Sally.
We're going to make it fun. But now I'm like cranky and I'm like, I don't want to shit wrong.
Nope.
Any more wrong than I already do.
I don't want sharp initial pain.
Yes, I don't want ass blood either.
No. I haven't had the ass blood, but I did give myself a Winston once. That's what I call a hemorrhoid.
So who the fuck in your life was named Winston?
Well, it was after...
somebody she really didn't want.
We had had butt sex. I felt something on my butt, and I was like, what in the fuck is that? And I couldn't see it, so I had Joey look at it for me and told me that it was a little hemorrhoid, and I didn't like...
hemorrhoid?
That name, so we decided to call him Winston, and we pretended like he had like a little monocle... and a mustache, like the Monopoly man.
You remember that vine?
Yes.
You can't sit with us. Actually, Becky, I can't sit anywhere. I've got hemorrhoids.
Which, you're talking about your hemorrhoid having a little monocle and a little mustache.
Yeah. He's a Dapper Dan man.
Oh. We have, a friend of ours brought us these teeny tiny little dicks from a bachelorette party. And
she had leftover dicks, so she gave them to us.
Yep. Sometimes you gotta share your leftover dicks with your friends, you
friend
know?
To love.
Spread the love.
What's a leftover dick among friends?
Right? You gotta share them. So she gave us all these little dicks, and Jazz...
mine's in my car if you'd like a demonstration.
Jazz ended up with a bunch of little mini cowboy hats at some point.
Which are in here somewhere, and I need to bring y'all your hats for your dicks.
Hats for our dicks. And she was like, you gotta decorate your dicks. You gotta decorate.
Love a good decoration.
Yeah. We needed to get a decoration going.
Decoration. Did I ever tell y'all? I think I have said it on this, like, on one of these episodes before. I had a guy put googly eyes on his pubic region and a fake mustache on the tip of his penis.
Callie, you told me this recently.
Prop it up on the sink counter to take a picture.
I'm just smiling because have I not told you guys that that was my OnlyFans idea?
Yeah.
On your ass.
Googly eyes on your ass and just shake your ass.
And Veda goes, you wouldn't do that. And then they go,
please don't.
Because they know that I absolutely will put googly eyes on my ass.
They knew
that
that was then a challenge.
I'm like, oh.
And they had to backpedal a little bit.
I won't.
I.
The challenge. Challenge accepted.
I would have laughed.
Yeah.
At the googly eye dick.
Oh, like it that. Was comical.
Mm-hmm.
I also once received a photo of them in their Halloween costume. Just dick out. I was like, wow.
I'm sorry. I'm just imagining them dressed as Batman. They're completely covered everywhere.
They were
else.
A Jedi.
And their dick's just out. And it's like, I'm the Batman.
Yes.
And then Stick's like,
yes.
I'm also the Batman.
Me too.
I'm Batman.
Batman. This is Robin.
This is Mini Batman.
We all know it's the Joker. Mini. Ooh.
Yeah. I love it. Love it.
Oh, hell.
We needed a good laugh, y'all. So we hope we were able to teach you about Airtight. And,
yeah, that's a new one for me.
Decorating. But
I'll show you the decoration.
I would love to see the decoration.
Take a break and I'll show you the decoration.
The decorations.
It'll be a ball.
My little dick is on my bookshelf at home. Where's your dick?
It's 7:47 p.m. Do you know where your dick is?
I can't tell you how many guys I've sent a picture of the little tiny dick to. Like, dick pic incoming. Here you go. That's
hilarious. You want to see my dick?
Yes. Like the same way you've told guys. You want to see my boob?
Oh, yes. Did I show you that picture?
No.
Okay, so in college, one of my best friends who now lives in Raleigh sent me this picture. Well, first she's like, "You want to see my boob?" And I was like, "Excuse
Kinda.
Me?" And she sent me this picture, and it's this like track person in the Olympics, and his name is M-A-B-O-O-B, Maboob, or M-A-H-B-O-O-B. Yes. And I was like, that's fucking hilarious. I'm going to use that. Come to find out, her boyfriend at the time was a walking red flag and got so fucking pissed at her because she sent that instead of a picture of her boob. Just one boob. Like, I'm like, dude, how stupid do you have to be?
Right.
And I was like, I've been sending this out to the girls in my classes. Like, my pottery class ate like, this shit up.
Funny.
Yeah. Like, they're all like, LOL, next time I'm asked to, like, send a pic, I'm going to be like, here's my boob.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have tried this out on so many people and they all found it hysterical.
Yep.
And this guy is pissed because you sent him a picture of a track star instead of your boob.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, as someone that has grown up with a name that is a phallic reference, I can really appreciate when names can be jokes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
My whole life was, I got a Woody.
Yep.
And like,
you give me a Woody.
Like, grab me, you know, by the arm. I might have already told this on the pod. I don't even remember.
I think that was episode one. To be
was
fair.
It? The Woody thing? Yeah. It was like, I only have like four stories, so they're start getting recycled.
No, you have lots of stories, and people are thoroughly enjoying them. I hope you know.
You have lots of stories, and we have ADHD, so sometimes you forget what you've already told people.
Always
like
forget.
I do.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Like, yes. Did I ever tell you about the time? And, like, when somebody tells you that they have already heard it, like, if you didn't ask, have I told you about the... That's one thing. But I'll never forget this one time I was telling this guy that I worked with at a restaurant. I had a crush on him, too. His name was Nick, and he was super hot, and he had all these tattoos. And
gorgeous.
I was like telling him a story and he's like, you've already told me that. And I was like, oh, like, and it was like, I was humiliated.
Yep.
But like,
I got to a point. Just
stop me if you've heard this one. Yeah. And people can be like, no, I totally have. And I'm like, oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. I got to a point where like, if I was like seeing a significant other kind of person regularly, I'd be like, hey, I'm really sorry. I do repeat stories. Some people get really, really mad at me for it. I'm so sorry. If I repeat myself, I do apologize. I hope you enjoy it at least.
That's like the text I sent y'all last week, while I was in the Target.
Oh, about almost shitting your butt?
I almost shit myself in Target. It was not going to be a shit your butt situation. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a full on shitting myself. The problem was not that I was concerned about shitting myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned about the shit traveling out of my dress.
Yep.
Onto the floor.
You were
of Target.
Not wearing
like they were gonna have to shut down Target, like that guy shut down the airplane.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were gonna be like, "Oh, yes. I ruined Target for
I
all the rich
Target.
White ladies."
Well, and it's like
they
there's
were so
children
bored.
About. I can't shit myself in the middle of Target while there's children about. So then I finally got to the bathroom.
Those kids are shitting themselves.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they have full pants on.
I've definitely walked by a kid and been like, you got dookie butt, nasty little motherfucker.
You nasty little fuck.
Smell him.
The last time, here, I'll tell it. The last time I shit myself, literally, was first grade. And we had to wear uniforms to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a plaid dress
Ooh.
And a polo.
What a way to go out.
And fully just trusted a fart on the playground that I should not have trusted.
Bless it.
And shit my underwear. And my first grade teacher was friends with my mom and had to call my mom hysterically laughing, saying, well, Callie's going commando. Because she's shit in her underwear. Now I'm deathly afraid. However, Sunday, y'all did almost get a text Sunday morning that I almost shit my bed. I felt the tummy grumblies.
I'm done with this almost nonsense.
I know. Just do it.
Go Full for sin. It. And then tell me.
If I didn't have a fresh ass tattoo, literally.
Fresh ass tattoo.
I felt the tummy grumblies. And I got up, and my cat is very adamant that the moment I am up, she must be fed.
I thought you were about to tell me about your vagina. And I'm going to be like, and then my cat.
I was like, my ass was grumbling. Wow, my cat was
meowing.
Queefing. Sorry.
You're fine. I ran to the pantry, threw some dry food in her bowl, and ran to the bathroom, and the explosive hot lava came out of me. It was not pretty. It was not fun.
Oh, it was a terrible time.
It was not fun.
I farted behind my desk today. And immediately, it was bad. Yep. I knew it was going to be bad. And I was like, well, I'm alone. Like, everybody has
you
gone back to their seats.
You know it's bad when it's really warm when it comes out. And you're like, oh.
It's like that. Oh, if no. that had any like, particles with it, there's now particles in my underpants. Immediately, mm-hmm. not 2 seconds later, who should walk up to get a spoon?
One of your bosses?
No. It was one of the finance people on my side of the room, and she's so nice. And I was talking to her, and then I think she noticed the smell, and she was like, all right, well, I'm going to go back to my desk now. And I was like,
okay.
Have a great day.
Bye. I love this for us. I also love that we're talking about shit.
Again.
I had a man inform me that he listened to parts of our podcast because he was trying to find out if I was single or not. If I was seeing anyone.
Oh.
And he...
Well, tell him to listen to the whole thing next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, motherfucker. At least mark it as played. Download it.
Ship.
Yeah,
download that shit, bitch.
And then he's like, I definitely don't want to know if the one that shits herself actually all the time is single.
Listen, we all be shitting, okay? Everybody I think I said that shits. Episode one. Girls do be shitting.
Everybody shits. And what does he listen to? The poop install episode.
Poop install, New Hampshire.
Correct.
A safe haven for women.
Calls me up and goes, so, did you ever make it out of the poop install?
Yeah, dude. Do you think I'm recording the podcast from the poop install?
Correct. You think I live in poop install?
You think I live in poop install, New Hampshire?
That's no longer the poop install. It's just poop install.
Correct.
Poop install.
So I have poop to send you guys greetings from poop install every morning.
Exactly. Yes. We love
P.S.
it.
P.S. My poop install is a single serve bathroom in the shop that has no fan.
What do you call it?
A single serve.
Don't make it a serve, before. But I don't like it.
My poop install.
No, but it's like the poop point or whatever.
Oh, yeah, poop point.
Poop point. Poop point.
Well, poop point came to be because there we had so many tattooers that we had to make a booth back there where the printers are.
Yes.
And stuff. And it was really obnoxious because you could smell everybody's shit when they would go in there and drop it.
Love that.
And
drop
then,
the kids off at
yeah,
the pool.
Drop it. And, like, you could smell the shit. So...
There was a girl who Yosef was about to tattoo. I don't know if you were there with me that day.
I think so.
Maybe. And I was waiting for the restroom. And, I mean, she was doing her business. You got to do your business before you get tattooed. I get it. You don't want to do your business while you get tattooed.
That would be bad news bears.
although I think Joey would have so much fucking fun with that.
Did you just fucking fart in my face?
Did you just fucking shit on my table? No way. No way.
Did you just shit your pants?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, because he would call you out, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing
to the
subtle.
Whole shop.
So I just needed to pee before I got stabbed with a needle. And homegirl had to take a shit. Good for her. I've shit in that bathroom a time or two.
Yeah.
Sometimes
nature calls.
I agree. And... She, you know, eventually comes out, goes up to Joey, and I don't find this out till later,
and was like, dude, someone, she told Joey, she's like, someone's waiting for the bathroom. And I take shit, and what do you know? Every time I went to wipe, it was like, fucking brown Sharpie was back there.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Because, you know, you've all had those shits that just won't wipe.
Yeah.
And, like, you keep doing it, and you're like, my asshole is raw. How am I still getting shit on the toilet paper?
At this point, there should be blood.
I mean, the child...
I wiped away the sins of my forefathers.
the child told me last week, they're like, oh, I wipe until I bleed. I was like, that's not good.
No, child.
You got to get them a bidet.
But at least we're all really focused on having squeaky clean assholes, you know?
Martell and I have discussed getting a bidet just so we can...
You should. They're fun. You just wash your butt. It's nice.
Wash your butt.
Honestly, I think that it should be more common in these here United States.
You can get them pretty easy, like, to attach to your toilet.
Yeah, we sell them at a store.
At the store.
At the store.
The store.
We sell them at the store.
Quick interrupt.
The three of us at our bidet store sell them.
You can have a little bidet store. I support it.
Quick interruption.
Bidet babes. Sorry. That's the name of the store. Anyway,
it's amazing. Okay, we're gonna kick these questions off though with a little, maybe to get to know us better, maybe it's to see even more how unwell our brains are.
Yeah, we got unwell brains.
And if you still want to listen to us, fuck sick. Yeah.
sick.
Fuck yeah. And I would like to kick this off with a wonderful fuck, marry, kill question that I overheard.
I'm terrified. Okay.
And, oh, no, I think you're going to like this one.
We should do a couple rounds of fuck, marry, kill. You fuck, marry, kill me, and then I'll fuck, marry,
honestly,
kill you.
In that order.
Correct order.
Fuck me, marry me, then kill me.
That's the correct order, Steph.
We'll just fuck, marry, kill each other, and then it'll be great. I love this game. Okay, right, you
Steph,
go.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, the fuck, marry, kill that I have, however, does not involve people.
Oh.
Jazz is even more concerned.
Please just don't say possums.
No!
No, not my sweet possum.
Fuck, marry, kill. Baked potato. Mashed potato. French fries. I already have my answers.
I'm terrified at what your answers are.
I don't know. I'm a little mad at you right now.
Do I have to...
Okay.
I'm like, based on my anatomy.
Oh, no. Just
what fuck, my marry, feelings
kill.
Are.
Because I would
I go
like
with
to,
my gut on this one, eh?
I would like to provide you with my answers, and I am an absolute slut for a crispy french fry. And I'm
marrying it or killing it? I mean, or fucking it?
Oh, I'm marrying the fries.
I'm marrying the fries because you get to fuck them all the time.
And then when you divorce them, you can have alimony and... Then you get to keep their little fry babies, too.
Ooh.
And tell them how horrible their fry dad is.
What the fuck?
Yeah, your fry daddy sucks.
Your fry daddy sucks. I feel like that's the name of an air fryer.
It is.
Is fry daddy.
Well, there was a fry daddy. It wasn't an air fryer. This
well, that's
like
a battery.
There was like a first... No, there was a first gen of personal home fryers, and they were called fry daddies, and they
do
were
you remember,
your countertop deep fryers.
Do you remember around Christmas when we would sell battery daddies?
I fucking hated
and it
that.
Was like supposed to be something you give your dad.
I don't like it. I don't like it. That's more of a gift for mom.
I'm getting. I'm gonna get my dad a battery daddy. Father's Day.
I once asked a guy if he had to buy me a Christmas present, what would he get me? And he goes, batteries. I was like, hot damn.
Well, at least he's self-aware.
Yeah, okay.
Kill the baked potato because stabbing into them is very satisfying.
Correct.
Yes.
I would marry the french fries, kill the baked potato, and I'm putting my dick in those mashed potatoes.
Okay, absolutely. I'm glad we all agree.
Good. Yeah, we're all on the same page.
I was like, mashed potatoes seem like they'd be a tender lover.
Good. No controversy on this one.
Nope.
Callie really thought she was going to cause controversy with our fuck, marry, kill potato.
Well, no, I had a feeling like I knew what your potato preferences were. Also, if I had to
spend so much time together that you understand our potato preferences. Right. Got it.
Also, like, if you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, I would pick potatoes.
They can be made into so many things.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
A french fry, a potato chip, a mashed potato.
You know what, though?
I'm sure there's fancier things that I don't know how to cook.
I would do a sweet potato.
I am not a sweet potato bitch.
Okay, hear me out.
But you did indeed enjoy your sweet potato fries earlier.
Sweet potato, because, first of all, Michelle Obama's favorite fall vegetable is a sweet potato.
Okay.
And I love her.
Okay.
Second of all, you can make it into sweet and savory dishes.
Okay.
So you can have, like, your, like, mashed sweet potato, like, yep. your candied yams and shit like that. That's kind of sweet, kind of yep. savory. You can have it as sweet potato fries,
mm-hmm.
but you can also have it as a sweet potato pie.
Look, and there's your dessert.
Sweet potato pie, bitch.
That's a full can you imagine, love a sweet potato meal.
Pie. Can you imagine if they made potatoes, like regular potatoes, into a pie? Here's your potato pie.
I would love that.
If it was sweet, I'd be pissed.
No, but it would be mashed potatoes.
It doesn't look like it should be delicious.
Mashed potatoes with like some little like seasoning and little butter. Just imagine this, how slutty it's gonna look in that little.
With its butter river.
Yes. Yes.
River butter. There's something holy about it.
Uh-huh. We've said the words butter far too much today.
Oh, we've talked about butter so butter. Fucking much. Oh, which brings me to just a fun fact.
Okay.
Our dear friend Katie, whom I love and adore, I started making a note of just all of the crazy town things that she says. She says them all with a straight face. And it cracks me up.
In her Midwest accent.
Yes. Excuse me. We were moving Kinsley into her apartment. And she was using a butter knife to cut open the boxes so we could build her bed. Ended up being a very sharp butter knife. But she comes in with this butter knife. And Katie looks at her and goes, "What are you going to do with that? Butter some bread?" And she's just said it just, like, with the straightest face. And I died. And then I was like, okay, so now I need to make you a cross stitch that is, it says that, and then it's you riding a stick of butter.
Yes.
Like that meme of Paula Deen riding the stick of butter.
I love that.
I forget to react with my voice. I'm just, like, your having eyes. A moment with it. And I'm like, oh.
She was making eyes at me, though.
We're talking. No, I can see the meme in my head. It's beautiful.
I love it. Well, I love it.
Jazz, amazing. do you have a fuck, marry, kill trio you want to throw out?
Oh, God.
I'm not good at creating them off the top of my head.
Let me...
You just got to go... Okay, I'll go. Fuck, marry, kill.
We can do the...
I
have one.
John Waters, Steve Buscemi, and Roseanne Barr.
Oh, God.
I would really like to kill all of them.
It's hard. You can't.
Can I do?
Do you know who John Waters is?
I don't know who John Waters is, but I know the other two. Jesus. While you're doing that one, I
was gonna look up some, but now I have to look up who John Waters. Oh God.
I was gonna say we can do fuck, marry, kill with my unfortunate dates.
Callie.
Okay.
It's a pencil thin mustache for me.
There was one time when Jefferson was working at the shop, he went to the barber shop to get a shave, and they made him look like John Waters.
So a 1,000 years old with a pencil thin mustache.
Okay.
All right, Callie, fuck me or kill John Waters, Steve Buscemi.
I'm gonna
Roseanne Barr.
I'm gonna kill John Waters.
I've got to kill John Waters.
I would marry John Waters.
That's not my nightmare.
Down with John Waters.
Oh God, no! Don't say that.
That John means you Waters, have to fuck don't. Or marry Roseanne Barr.
Okay, listen. I'm gonna fuck Steve. Okay, I that voice is really gonna throw me off, though.
Actually, then, no. I'm killing Roseanne.
I am going to marry Roseanne Barr. And trigger warning. Blow my fucking brains out after I do.
Oh, fuck! Callie's like, no. I'm gonna kill this guy. I'm gonna fuck this guy. And then I'm gonna kill myself.
I would marry John Waters. I would fuck Steve Buscemi. And I would kill Roseanne Barr. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, sorry. I did y'all dirty. Okay, you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, no. Roseanne Barr's dying. It doesn't matter what happens to the rest of them. Roseanne Barr is dead.
Okay. I was gonna say I've got one, but it's my unfortunate dates.
I have to be able to imagine them.
You have to be able to imagine them. You don't need to physically see them. You know the stories well enough. On okay. the fuck, marry, kill, the tit honker.
Okay.
Mini coke can, and.
I think the tit honker and mummy the mini coke can were the same thing.
Nope.
Wait. Tit honker. No, yeah, no.
Tit honker. Mini coke can.
Mini coke can.
Mummy and dick.
Mummy dick.
You can marry mini coke can. You can kill.
Why?
Tit honker.
Yeah.
Because if they reproduce and teach other people
to honk tits.
Tits were
don't honk tits, ladies and gents.
In the words of your wonderful ladies here, if they honk your tit,
you gotta get it. God damn,
and we do have signs up to remind us of that. I did recently move my Jazz's crochet work that she made for me. Not crochet. What's it called?
Cross stitch
work that you made for me.
Embroidery.
Into the bedroom. So I have that reminder that if they honk your tit, they gotta get. I'm not marrying Mini Cocaine.
Oh.
That's for damn sure.
I'm getting my lines crossed because I really thought it was the same person. So we need to retell me.
But we do call Tit Honker Limp French Fry as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe that is where...
Well, I also think it was referenced as...
One?
The similarity to...
Oh, it was
a limp.
It was referenced to the similarity of a limp French Fry.
I got my stories blended.
Maybe we should just call them Limp French Fry, Mini Coke Can, Mummy Dick.
I feel like you should just kill all of them. Like, we just run them all over.
Damn.
Kill. You can't fuck, marry, kill.
No. Okay, so we're not going to finish that one. Steph did have some wholesome questions for us.
I shouldn't
have
sounded
like. Oh, I wouldn't call them wholesome. No? I would just call them...
Wait, I was trying to find a fuck, marry,
kill. Yeah, do a fuck, marry, kill. You can't think about it too hard.
Hold on.
Because then you...
I'm looking for funny ones on the internet.
Jazz, you find a fuck, marry, kill. I've got a... Would you rather have two long front teeth like a beaver or no teeth at all? This is our reach around back to beavers.
Oh, God.
Are we allowed to
teeth
have dentures?
Are a big deal for me.
Teeth are a big deal. I'm kind of a big deal.
I think genetically I'd rather have no teeth and I have prosthesis.
Yeah.
Okay, are you born with no teeth?
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's beaver teeth. Could you imagine if a baby came out? Beaver teeth?
Okay, so I actually have reoccurring
dreams.
There
would be no.
I birthed.
A beaver?
No, but I birthed like woodland critters or like a cat from time to time, and I think it's a baby, and I look down and I'm like, my baby's a possum. And it's like, and it fucks me up, and I'm like, well, I have to love it. And then I try to make it do baby things, but then it wants to do possum things and like hisses at me.
This is why you said you want to curl June into a ball and stick her in your
vagina. Oh my God. I didn't even make that connection. What if that was a subliminal message?
I think so.
From my dreams?
I think so.
No, but I don't want to birth June. She bites.
So would a beaver.
I watched...
Maybe my beaver would bite.
Zombieaver trailer. And it was... wildly terrifying.
I don't even know why I asked. I mean, why I told.
Trigger, I don't even know why I asked.
Warning,
nothing.
The zombievers, they kill the dog in the movie.
No, I don't like that.
And I think absolutely the fuck not. And it's not. Oh. So they're zombie beavers. And spoiler alert, if you're going to watch it, so fucking sorry. If the beaver bites you and you survive and they don't just murder you.
Yeah, you guys didn't see her hands, but it was like a choking motion.
It'll just like murder you. You turn into a hybrid human zombie beaver.
Okay.
And so it's this originally hot blonde chick, and now she's a zombie beaver.
So is that how we would get the beaver teeth, or are we born with them?
I see
we're
born with them.
Maybe she's born with it.
But they don't come in until appropriate teething age.
So you don't know you have beaver teeth.
Yeah, your parents don't know.
So your teeth either just never come in, or you get to live a little bit with a deformity that elementary school children are going to tease you for.
Yeah.
I pick... no teeth.
Same.
So I stand by
my
also, I feel like what if, like, the parents decided just to have the teeth shaved down?
No.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And then they would grow back.
Right?
Yep, that's what I was saying. They grow back.
QQ.
Yep.
Neither of y'all watch Parks and Rec very well,
have
you?
I have.
Very, very, okay, never mind.
Sorry. She's not a Parks and Rec girly, remember? That was around the time she had a child.
Good.
I don't hate it, I just...
Sometimes she had a child. She had a baby. What about... baby shows.
Okay, well, then I give up. Smash or pass?
Ooh. Yeah, just do a quick smash or pass, and then I'm just going to ask generic questions.
Okay.
I do have more would you rathers as well.
Should I rapid fire and just, like, let my brain do the talking?
Do it.
Okay, smash or pass?
French fries or mashed potatoes? Go. I'm smashing the fuck out of some French fries.
Okay, if we're going with breakfast foods, waffles or French toast? Smash or pass?
Oh, wait. God.
Oh, wait, waffles. Smash or pass?
Smash.
Smash.
Okay, French toast.
Pass.
Smash.
Smash.
But if you said pancakes, I would say pass.
Oh, yeah, pancakes can pass.
Actually, I think I would smash pancakes. You'd
smash a pancake.
And you'd smash them with your goodbye butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
They seem more inviting, softer. No crispy edges.
Smash or pass? Buffalo chicken flatbread. Because we can't call it a pizza.
Smash.
Smash the fuck out of that pizza.
Yeah, I'm sticking my dick in that pizza.
Yep.
We
stick our figurative dicks in a lot of things.
Stephanie?
Pass?
Smash.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good job.
Smash or pass? Buffalo chicken dip.
Smash.
Smashing the fuck out of it. I'd stick my dick
in
some
buffalo chicken dip.
I would stick my dick in a buff chicken.
I think there's a buff chick out there that would probably enjoy it.
I'm sure that there's a porn site somewhere. It's like buff chicks with buff dips. You know, like, and if there's not, TM.
We're starting a porn site.
Listen, we gotta build our empire one queef at a time.
One queef at a time. One queef at a time.
Okay,
next question, Callie.
Would you rather have to use shrimp-flavored toothpaste or deodorant that smells like... or deodorant that smells like cheese?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, mind you, I just showered before I came over here today.
Okay.
One, because I didn't want to shower when I get back. But also, Jazz walked up to me today and goes, do you want to go have lunch outside? And I said, I forgot to put deodorant on today. No, I don't.
That's why I have a spare in my drawer.
Yep.
I didn't know if you wanted to use my old used deodorant.
Spoiler alert.
My spare deodorant.
I use something like deodorant all the time, so that's why I always smell so nice.
I've never had a wafting.
A whiff of something barely.
Question for you. Clarifying question.
Okay.
Is it only
shrimp toothpaste, cheese deodorant?
Is it only the toothpaste that's part of your dental routine that tastes like or smells like shrimp?
I'm gonna say yes. Your mouthwash does not taste like crab legs.
Okay, sick. What if you had to do? I'm doing the toothpaste, by the way. I don't want to smell
really?
Like old cheese. Yes, because then I can floss and mouthwash it away.
But also, like, you go to make out with someone, and I feel like that shrimp taste is still going to be there.
No, because by that point,
I don't
want to
make out with anybody.
I'm not making out first thing in the morning.
I was gonna go cheese deodorant.
I mean, it depends. Do we smell like a foot cheese? Like, are we like
right.
a brie?
Am I
or
like a...
are we like a, I can smell that pizza cooking from next door and I want in it. Like,
I think we're hot enough that it's a pizza cooking, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, kind of cheese.
Well, I still want the
shrimp. I thought
theater.
You were going to go with like a,
because I'm hoping there's
kind?
Real shrimps in it and I can eat them.
Morning
what's
snack.
Stinky cheese.
Blue cheese?
No. The
brie.
No.
Well,
the big one, it's in Matilda.
What?
They stick it in a closet and it stinks up the whole house.
The Jarlsberg? I don't know.
No.
Fucking hell.
God bless it. I can't think of it. It's German, but it smells really bad.
Oh.
Anyhow. Yeah.
Anyhow.
I'm going to have toothbrush shrimp.
Toothbrush shrimp? Do you
Again.
Know why alligators are always so ornery?
No toothbrush.
So, jump out of the window of my own home.
My questions were way too wholesome because my instructions were maybe we should do some getting to know you stuff. And I don't know if I should just read the whole list so you can see me progressively
I say
get dumber.
You could start at unhinged.
Or
I think we start from bottom to top.
Oh, that's not recommended. You should not do that. From the bottom to the top,
make a drop.
Oh, actually, well, my last one actually isn't that bad. What is the most, like, bananas disturbing, like, dream or reoccurring dream that you can remember?
Like,
what's the dream that makes you either go, like, brr, like, what the fuck? Like, why did I dream that?
Yeah.
Or, like, the reoccurring thing that you're like, oh, I've had this one.
I had a reoccurring dream, I want to say in college or maybe late high school, where I was shot dead on my campus.
Like, you actually died? Like you died?
And, like, I, like, felt getting shot, felt, like, going down, and could remember people standing around me, and then, like, the darkness of the abyss.
And then that was it?
I kept having that dream that I was going to get shot on my high school campus.
Oh, my God.
To the point where I was having anxiety about going to school because I was afraid I was going to get shot. Now, did anybody ever get shot on my high school campus? No.
But it was a thing that was happening.
Right.
Well, somebody got shot across the street, unrelated, gang violence. And then somebody had their gun go off in their pocket in the cafeteria one time. That was before I got to high school. But other than that, pretty safe high school. I didn't have any issues.
No?
Any?
I had a reoccurring nightmare for a little bit of my childhood, where I don't do very well with scary movies.
I hate scary movies. I don't watch them.
Like, Goosebumps used to terrify the fuck out of
Goosebumps
me.
Goosebumps was about my threshold.
Yeah.
Boosgumps.
I'm the Boosgumps. And... one of my friends really loved it, and she's now a high-class prostitute, so good for her, but she really loved Goosebumps, and she made me watch one about the werewolves, and, like, the grandparents end up turning into werewolves and try to, like, break into the house and kill their grandchild.
Okay.
And it was terrifying. But that was not
Did
the reoccurring.
Did you think your grandparents were going to break
into
your house?
No, but I had really bad vision, I still have really bad vision. And my parents
to this day
wouldn't believe me. So
she
I
can't
would
see
make
without
up,
her glasses.
I would make up
my glasses. I can't see without my glasses.
Oh, I thought you were doing a My Girl reference.
No, I was doing
that's
a,
what I thought was happening too.
Oh no, I was doing a
really
Velma.
Dark. So
Thomas J can't see without his glasses.
I would make up shapes in my mind that I was like seeing in the dark at night.
Okay.
And I made up in my mind that there was like a werewolf head, but it was actually just a stack of clothes on top of a TV in my playroom in Florida. And the closet kept opening and closing throughout the night, and so that all really freaked me out. But that was not the dream.
I mean, that sounds like a specific occurrence that I had on hallucinogens.
Oh,
so, I
no.
mean, I'm like...
Callie was on hallucinogens as a child.
I was 8, so I don't think so.
Not that you know of.
Not that I know of, unless...
You could have been microdosed.
Charlie and Roseanne slipped me something good. I don't know. Who knows?
Chuckles.
Oh, good old chuckles. And I had a recurring dream. Multiple times.
Shout out to Chuckles. Sorry.
Where I was...
Shout out.
I was in high school.
He did not like me calling him Chuckles.
No. But I was in high school in the dream. But I was a child in real life. And
were you a tiny child?
No,
or
I was
you
like
an adult human?
A teenager.
Okay.
And I had to do some kind of service project. And my idea of a service project was to go help this little old woman who lived in a cabin in the woods on like a hill.
California, what were
clean
you watching?
Clean out her basement. And her basement was flooded.
You don't ever go into a basement.
No.
Never go into a cabin in the woods. Have we not learned our lesson?
I know. But her basement was flooded, and I was like, this is creepy. Okay. But we would, like, progressively try to clean it up, and I one day show up, and the water has now risen from her basement into her kitchen.
Much like Jesus.
Oh. He is risen. And
in my kitchen all the fucking time. Like.
The water is frozen into the kitchen.
And Jesus turned it into wine.
But when you open the doors, it's not like flooding out.
It's just in there.
Yes.
And, like, it's an aquarium, like, yes. There's a glass door.
Yes. So, I was like, I had this ominous feeling in the dream that something was in the water. And was, like, really creepy and, like, swimming around, whatever. So, you know, still helping her clean up. Obviously, we can't go down to the basement. It's now fully flooded. But I'm, like, helping her clean up her kitchen. And I think we're taking buckets and, like, trying to get the water out through, like, windows. I don't remember.
But the windows are still keeping the water in. So yeah. Every time you go dump a bucket, it pops basically. Back at you.
And oh, so God. I come back the third day to help her. And it, you know how in, like, a movie trailer, it'll, like, pan over the top of something?
Yeah.
And, like, show you the full scene. And Jazz is questioning my brain. This is a dream.
That's why I wanted to ask you, because I want to know what's happening.
Why did you write this down and create this as a film?
I thought about it.
TM, TM, TM.
Oh, I've got a good one to follow, too.
It, like, trails over her house like a movie trailer would. And there's no roof at this time. There was a roof in real, and like,
well,
in
the water has the risen so high that it's raised the roof.
But it, like, shows her. I fucking hate you. And
you're welcome.
It shows, like, I'm knocking on her door. The camera's panning above. The roof is not there, so that way you can see into the house. And all of the water is gone. There's no water in the kitchen. There's no water in the basement. And she's laying dead on the kitchen floor. That was my recurring dream as a child.
That's horrible.
I cried so much.
Somebody should have gotten you a therapist back then. I'm just going to say.
Agree. That Chuckles. Chuckles and Roseanne.
Chuckles needed therapy back then.
Roseanne Barr.
Chuckles
Roseanne
needed
Barr's
therapy.
In your dream. You know,
that would also
singing the national anthem. Oh God, that was horrible.
That would also.
Were you guys old enough for that? Like, do you remember that?
Yes,
I don't.
Her singing the national anthem.
I do not.
It was not good.
No, not good.
Very.
What is your recurring dream stuff?
I mean, I used to have lots of recurring dreams. Like, I've always struggled with, like, nightmares and night terrors, but, like, my reoccurring dreams are less boring because they're more like, oh, somebody needed to get you a therapist too. But the most, like, bananas dream that I can ever remember having, that, like, when I woke up, I was like, I don't know if I can ever tell anybody about this because this is so fucking weird. Like, what part of my psyche was this extracted
yes.
from? Was in the dream, I was, like, army crawling down the side of the road. But, like, it was, like, a field, but it was, like, right next to, like, Highway 74.
Okay.
And I don't know why I was army crawling. And I approached this group of really tiny tigers.
Like, how tiny? Like, smaller
like this
than
tiny.
Aww. Possum? Possum
but
size?
They weren't babies.
Possum-sized tigers.
They were just tiny tigers.
Adult possum tiny tigers.
And I remember... Yeah.
Adult tiny tigers near you.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, oh,
local,
my God, they're so cute.
Adult tiny tigers near you.
Did you know that the male equivalent is a billy goat?
Is like the male what?
Wait. The male equivalent of a cougar is a billy goat.
Gross.
Not a cradle robber?
They're just a dirty old man.
Please. Like
it's a fucking creep is what it is.
Please continue with your adult tiny tiger.
So I'm glad I have this possum here so that I can show you what happened in my dream. And I remember, like, thinking they look really harmless. They all almost look like little versions of, like, Disney tigers almost. And, like, yeah, I know that's weird. I created tiny tigers. But, like, you know, I reached out. And then I knew that they were going to harm me. But the way they harmed you was they just, like, latched on to you like that and, like, left an ejaculate.
Oh, no!
Wait, how old were you?
I was an adult.
Okay. Like, okay, so you knew what ejaculation was.
That's yeah, fair.
I thought you were talking about as a child.
Like, and they left this, like... Like a silver dollar size, like jizz in my hand, but it was like
jizz
spidey web. It was
ew.
Like it
so
was like I was like trapped in the tiny tiger jizz, and then I woke up and I was like, What?
What hallucinogens were you on?
I mean, I did a lot of drugs in my life. I wasn't on any drugs for that particular dream to occur. But, like, I remember, like, another one when I was, like, not an adult. I was, like, 5. And I had this hamster in real life. I had this hamster named Charlie. And Charlie, I fucking love. I named him after the main character of All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Aww. That's a good movie.
And my sister was so much older than me. And she would, like, you know, in real life, she had, like, the big, like, 80s bangs and stuff like that. And, like,
wait,
who is
this?
My sister.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your hamster.
But in my dream,
Charlie the hamster had big 80s bangs.
I was walking through the house with my hamster, Charlie, and I went to the bathroom where my sister was getting ready. And I looked up and I went, look, Missy, Charlie. And she grabbed him out of my hand and bit his head off and started Ozzie doing, Osbourne like, style. You know when, like, older sisters would, like, mock you with, like, their food? And they're this is so... That's what she did to me with Charlie. And I was just horrified.
Devastated.
Yeah. I was so young when I had the dream, and, like, it felt so real to me. But, yeah, getting my hamster's head bit off and, like, tiny ejaculating tigers is kind of...
Okay, I have one more.
Yes.
And
I can't be the most broken one here.
I'm not over adult tiny tigers.
Yeah, not the ejaculating part.
I mean, that seems fairly
like
normal.
That's their defense. Like, that was supposed to be horrifying to me. I was like, oh, no!
I'm stuck in their cum! No!
I'm stuck in the cum web. Anyway. that sounds like another version of the dark web. Anyway. No, when I was a child, and my mom now knows about this, but she didn't. I might have already told this story. Mm-hmm. So sorry. But I had this reoccurring dream that anytime I touched my mom, she turned into a monster. And so I was terrified. I was probably like 5 or 6 years old, terrified to touch my mom.
I feel like that.
Like in real life, you were terrified.
I feel like I might need you to unpack that in therapy.
Yeah. Okay. But I do have a follow-up question related to that.
Yes.
What was your, what's the word?
Sorry. You can cut that. It's fine.
Your unrealistic fear as a child.
Oh, mine to this day is still zombies.
That's realistic.
Did I tell this one on the pod about how... It was sparked by something. If I told this, we can absolutely delete it, and I'll come up with another one because I was a very fearful child. But I was in a grocery store one day, and there was a man in a wheelchair, and he didn't have legs. Like, he was, like, amputated above the knee. And he looked at me, because I guess I was staring at him.
You're confused.
And he goes, they just fell off. And I was like, ooh. And I didn't say anything. He goes, yeah, I woke up one day.
Her flabbers were gassed.
And they just weren't there anymore. So my irrational childhood fear was that I was going to wake up and not have legs.
Okay.
Oh, mine was that there were alligators living under my bed. And if I got too close, that they were going to bite my ankles off.
Why would you have alligators under
your
bed?
I don't know. Somebody told me a creepy tale of alligators, and I just assumed they were under my bed.
Oh, my God.
Mine was that there was a man in the shadows watching me, so...
Again, like therapy, again, Callie.
Found it.
Oh, yeah.
Could still happen.
No, my... to this day, my irrational fear from... Not, like, unrealistic fear, but my irrational fear is heights. Like, you want me to zipline? Absolutely fuck not.
No, I'm not doing a high ropes course.
I also will not be getting on a roller coaster.
See, my thing... Same.
And zombies, anything end of the world, like, we all get wiped the fuck out, or a good chunk of us get wiped the fuck out, terrifies me. And I don't know if that's because I have no survival instincts, but every time I think about it, I'm like, I can't take Cleo with me. The moment she gets hungry, she's going to meow meowing. And start screaming.
And then you're going to have zombies on your ass.
Exactly. And then I just start bawling my eyes out because I can't take my cat with me.
But then you just do what Bill Murray does and pretend to be a zombie.
Is that what he does?
There was a movie, Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Where he like, dresses up like a zombie to blend in with the other zombies.
I love it.
And it's actually
I dress Cleo up like
movie.
A zombie. But also, I've already told many of people, if there is ever a zombie apocalypse, I'm just going to let them take me real quick.
Yeah, don't I can't do come it. For me.
I can't do it. Take me out.
I mean, I could last a minute, I think.
Yeah. Oh. I probably could, too.
I already know who's on my zombie apocalypse
Listen,
team.
If you have a commune, I would make a wonderful domesticated housewife on your zombie-safe commune.
I mean, I can make sourdough bread, yeah. But I also have guns.
So, I was from say, your father. From
no, I didn't get any of those guns.
Ah, that's right.
The firearms of our forefathers. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, no, I already know where I'm going and who's on my team.
And it's not me.
You can come.
I'm not on the team.
Pretty resourceful. You want people that can, like, light fires and...
I know people who can... Cook and... Fucking last. Yeah. And have guns.
Yeah.
And... I'm pretty scrappy, so...
Just take me out. I'll be fine. I'll be dead, so I won't care.
As long as you
don't
get, like, a broken leg or anything, we could drag you along for a little while.
Drag me along.
Cali zombie.
That's fine. They're dragging me through this podcast, too. I'm just here for the ride.
You just can't, like... Like, if you get injured, we're gonna leave you.
That's fine.
But if
you... You gotta figure it out on your own.
If
I'll
you
leave you a
stay
gun.
Safe... You can come.
Okay, that's totally fair.
Yeah, stay safe, bitch. Sorry.
Damn! I think you probably should have yelled that at me on Friday,
right
too.
Right above the dream question was, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? I know I would.
There's a wonderful...
And I can't take credit for that.
There is a wonderful podcast... And if you know what fucking podcast I'm talking about, because they're very popular, as they fucking should be, leave it in the comments, however, if you know what podcast we're talking about when I say this, that they talk about eating hot dogs in the summer as dog sucking season.
It's dog sucking season.
And it's about to be dog sucking season, baby. So, honestly, yes.
No. Well, she's not. Do I get to control what I'm made out of?
So there's a fucking...
Am I just made out of myself?
No, you have to be an all beef... Delicious hot dog.
Oh, yeah, no. Then I'm not eating myself, so you I'm know, just walking around as a hot dog.
She have a hurt tummy.
There's a...
Yeah, then I'd shit myself. I'd shit my bun.
Did y'all never see... I'd shit my bun. Did y'all never see the old Saturday Night Live? It's Will Ferrell pretending to be Harry Carey. Mm-mm. And he just goes, "Hey! If the moon was made out of meatloaf, would you eat it?"
Yeah.
I know. And like he's like, "If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?"
Yes.
"I know I would. I'd cover myself in ketchup and mustard, and I'd wash myself down with a cool, cold Budweiser."
Cool, cold.
A Bud Heavy.
And then, like, wait. I'm probably butchering it, but.
A cool, cold Bud.
And he also, like, anytime he says, like, I say lots of shit that quotes. That skit that I feel like nobody knows what I'm saying. Like, if you've ever heard me say that I'm curious like a cat, that's why they call me Whiskers. Like, it's me ripping that off.
Full blown. Every time I think of Will Ferrell in SNL, I think of the cheerleading episode.
I love them so much.
Who's that? Who's that hiding in my TV?
It's me! It's me! Hot damn. Would you rather have the head... Would you rather have a head the size of a small grapefruit or the head the size of a giant watermelon?
I guess call me grapefruit head.
I don't know.
A large watermelon?
Yo.
But, like, am I hot?
Yeah. How hot am I? It's a watermelon head. Do I look like a shrunken head? Oh, I might go with the watermelon and I could just hide it with hair.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the tiny head, because you could put a bigger head prosthetic over it.
Just wear masks.
We could be like the guy from Men in Black, you know, the little alien.
Oh my god.
Or we wear our own Michael Myers mask our whole time.
It's a thing you have to introduce to your date. You're
she
like, sorry.
Up your Michael Myers mask. That's the thing that you're worried about. It's not like if
you're
groomed.
You gotta decorate your Michael Myers mask.
It's not if you're groomed when you get home from your date. It's if they'll accept your tiny
grapefruit head.
Like some people can't. Are worried about their date learning that they have dentures. Like, you have a tiny
head. I don't know what man wouldn't enjoy a woman with dentures.
Honestly, yeah. A dentured lady is a...
Questions for you.
Oh god, okay, let me cross my legs.
Would you rather a ding sound every time you wink? Or a pow pow? Every time you just beat your guts.
Remember, I don't think either is the wrong answer.
I think they're ding. Both fantastic.
Pow pow.
What if they went pew pew? I would like
yes.
Pew. I would like I pew pew as better. I definitely finger gun more than I.
That sounds terrible.
I think I want the ding wink.
Ooh.
Because I only ever wink when I'm trying to be super fucking sarcastic.
Yes.
Pow pow.
I literally go. Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck, my abs hurt. Pew. Would you rather? They're fucking hilarious. I'm like, I have a question that's funny. I have a question that will bring us out of laughter into like deep discussion.
All right, what are we wrapping this shit up with?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, are there any? Are because
I've got a last would you rather question that we could go
and
off
then
of
we can save
instead.
My getting to know you questions okay. for later.
Would you rather have? I guess this is on a farm. I don't really know.
I'm making this face because my face hurts from
would you
laughing,
rather
so
have
I'm trying to not.
100 duck-sized elephants or one elephant-sized duck?
100 duck-sized elephants.
Absolutely.
So cute.
I would
imagine all that shit.
A duck-sized elephant farmer.
Well, their shits would be duck-sized as well.
I would hope so, but now it reminds me of Stephanie's adult tiny tigers.
No, I want duck-sized elephants. I've got herding dogs. It's perfect.
Oh,
yeah. Or
yeah,
would have a fucking elephant. Field day.
Oh, with 100 duck-sized elephants. Yep. What a time, y'all. What a time. We needed that laugh more than you fucking know. Yeah, I'm sure. Telling you. Y'all might want us to talk about something serious.
I didn't pee myself, but I came close.
I mean, I'm 40, so my panties are a little damp.
I'm not far behind you. We all have a lovely bevy. We hope you have enjoyed your time with us and maybe your lovely bevies as well. Just hanging out. Having a silly, goofy time.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, fucking other shit.
Do that shit.
Also, I want to know, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Write
these
that
are
in the
pressing
comments
questions.
Below.
I also want to hear
say
your
I'm a howdy hot
dream.
Dog and
please
I would eat
make
myself.
Me feel
put a hot dog emoji.
Is there one? There's gotta be.
I believe.
Okay.
Put a hot dog emoji if one exists.
Correct.
And
if not, please don't put your eggplant.
No, do not put an eggplant. God bless.
And also, if you have any fucked up dreams that are worse than my tiny ejaculating tigers, please let me know, because I feel like a bad person every time I tell that.
No.
And I can't stop letting it leave my mouth. So, here we are.
You the same way the tiny tigers couldn't stop her.
Well, they were aggressive.
Ejaculate.
They were trying to kill me.
I was also just going to say, follow us on Instagram at
yes
and
you
and
might get to
pod.
See the lovely demonstration I did about going airtight.
I did do a little recording of that.
And if you've ever gone airtight, let us know if you liked it.
Oh, yeah. Please, yes,
airtight Abby, right in.
And let Abby. Us know also, which one were you? Like, were you being stuffed or were you stuffing?
The guy I asked eventually said he would be at the mouth end, and I said, well, what if the guy who's on the bottom just like your balls?
And what if the guy in the back decided to kiss you?
I said, you're gonna make eye contact?
That's not the worst of it. She's gonna
you're gonna make eye contact
you're
with
making
the guy
out,
at the back?
You're making out with the ass guy. While the while the V guy makes out with your balls.
Whatever gets you
so
going.
Yay. We love you. Okay, bye.
Bye.